service, so you know that's great, that's good. Now, hands up children, have you got a favourite chorus? Because I just wondered. Any favourite choruses? That's one way of keeping them quiet, is ask for a favourite chorus. Jordan? What? Shine Jesus, and that's a curveball, and have you not got a music for it? We'll try it at the end. We'll try it right at the end, Jordan, for it, and shine Jesus, shine. I mean, that's good in a day like this. But what? Oh, that's right. You know, that's true. Jordan, do you play the guitar at all? No, is it Nathan that plays guitar? Well, Nathan will hate to learn nothing. Shine Jesus, shine on the guitar. Or the trumpet even, because Nathan, I believe, plays a trumpet as well, okay? But anyway, I think it's good to play a musical instrument. Do you play any musical instruments?
Yeah, I
play. Do you? Yes? Well, I haven't got a musical instruments out tonight, but Samuel has passed his grade 3 exam. Let's give Samuel a round of applause for his grade 3 exam. And he's studying for his grade 4 exam. So it was very well done. Now, I thought it would be nice to ask Samuel to play. Now, Samuel's got two pieces to play, but I would like you to play one of them just now, and it's called Clowns, right? Now, I didn't ask you what piece to play, but clowns is a very interesting word to use in the context of our service tonight, because we're thinking of somebody, well, I think in Scripture, who might make you laugh in some of the things that he did. I wonder who you think I'm talking about. Clowns. Clowns make you laugh. Well, hopefully they make you laugh anyway. So, Samuel, would you like to play Clowns to start with? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll hear from you a little bit later, but we're going to hear from your sister now. We're going to read God's Word, so let's turn, if you've got your Bibles, let's turn to Judges, the book of Judges. So it's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, and Judges. Chapter 2, and Erin's going to read from verses 16 to 19. Okay, thank you, Erin.
Then the Lord raised up judges to rescue the Israelites from their attackers. Yet Israel did not listen to the judges, but prostituted themselves by worshipping other gods. How quickly they turn away from the path of their ancestors, who had walked in obedience to the Lord's commands. Whenever the Lord raised up a judge over Israel, he was with that judge and rescued the people from their enemies throughout the judge's lifetime. For the Lord took pity on his people who were burdened by oppression and suffering. But when the judge died, the people returned to their corrupt ways, behaving worse than those who have lived before them. They went after those other gods, serving and worshipping them, and they refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways.
Thank you, Erin. Now, when I spoke to Anne this morning about our first song, she says, oh, we're singing nothing in the morning. Now, I think singing one in the morning and one at night is good, because that means it's good to sing it. And not only that, Samuel has learned it as well. So Samuel can accompany you on, and we're going to stand and sing, "There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your great love towards us. We thank you for Jesus, your Son, whom you gave. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Lord, we give you thanks that we can come together in Jesus' name to give you praise, to sing your praises, to read your word, to learn of your great love, and to join together, Lord, in what we are doing here in church tonight. We thank you for each one here. We thank you for every family. Lord, we thank you for those who might normally be here but are not here tonight for whatever reason. We pray your hand to be upon each one of them too, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we've got a second reading. And Jordan is going to come up and read, this time it's the same book, the book of Judges. It's chapter 13, and it's the first five verses. Judges, chapter 13, verses 1 to 5.
Okay, so, again the people of Israel did what the Lord said was wrong, so he handed them over to the Philistines for 40 years. There was a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan who lived in the city of Zorah. He had a wife, but she could not have children. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "You have not been able to have children, but you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. Be careful not to drink wine or beer or anything that is unclean, because you will cut his hair. You will actually never cut his hair, because he will be a Nazarite, given to God from birth. He will begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines."
Thank you very much, Jordan. Thank you. Now, Samuel, the second piece that you are going to play is the reef. Now, is this the grade 4 piece that you're learning? No, this is a step up then for clowns. This is a grade 4. Right, thank you, Samuel. It's called the reef. Yeah, thank you. That is very, very good, Samuel. Very, very good. And of course, that didn't just happen, did it? Because Samuel has to practice. And you have to practice musical instruments. So very well done. And when do you think you'll be sitting your grade 4 exam, Samuel? You're not sure yet. No pressure, but you know, you're working towards it. Oh, it's really, really good. Well done. Now, you'll have noticed that we've read twice for the book of Judges, right? I'm going to tell you a story, boys and girls, in a minute about the book of Judges, right? But in the Sunday school, we have got a few videos, and it's about working through the Bible. So I thought it'd be good to play a song, but it's not just a song, there's a couple of songs, and show you the type of videos that we sometimes show at the end of a Sunday school session. This is relevant to the book of Judges. So think about the book of Judges and listen to this little cartoon narration and this couple of songs, okay?
All right. Where were we in the Bible? Who can tell us?
We just finished Joshua, the first of the historical books of the Old Testament.
That's right. God made people to be close to him.
But our bad choices, our sin, has broken. And brought death into the world.
But God wants to rescue us from sin and death.
With his rescue plan, he picks a group of people to be his holy nation.
Holy! That means set apart for God!
That's right. And through that holy nation, called Israel, he's going to bless the entire world.
Yeah, he's going to redeem his creation.
Redeem! That means to buy it back, to free it.
Yeah, and everything will be the way it was supposed to be.
And it all starts with the 12 tribes of Israel, a bunch of laws to follow, and a little piece of land called Canaan, the promised land.
What was so special about that piece of land? I mean, why did God put them there?
Good question, Ian. Sunday school lady, could you take that one?
No problem, Phil. Back then, the known world was in three sections: Africa, Asia, and Europe. Right in the middle of these sections was Canaan.
Why is that important?
because travelers from all parts of the world traveled through Canaan. And from Canaan, it was easy to go anywhere. So if God really wanted to spread a blessing throughout the whole world, the best place to start was Canaan. And that's exactly what he did.
Oh, Canaan, 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 it's the middle of the world and a great, great place to spread a blessing. And...
that seemed a little short.
He has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I see. So that brings us to the seventh book of the Bible and the second historical book. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges.
Why would they call a book Judges?
Because it tells the stories of 12 leaders God used to help Israel. And those leaders were called judges.
Did they wear black robes and sit in a courtroom?
No, they weren't judges like our judges today. They were really just leaders.
What were their names, Sunday school lady?
Ooh, the best way to answer that question is with a song like this one.
And now, the fabulous Bentley Brothers.
You can't turn on a TV today without seeing a courtroom show with a celebrity judge just a-judging away, deciding who takes home the dough. But long before television,
yeah, people used to live without it.
God sent celebrity judges to Israel, and there's a book about it. It's called Judges, that's the name. The subject and the title are one and the same. Like a book about weather called weather, or a book about Heather called Heather.
Who's Heather?
She's my cousin.
Oh.
And that's her name.
Yeah, but who are the judges?
Well, you've got Othniel and Ehud, Shamgar and Deborah, Gideon and Tola, Jair and Jephthah. Who could forget about old Ibzan, or Elon and Abdon, and the most famous of them all, that long-haired dude named Samson.
He was strong.
They're the judges, that's the name. Subject of the book and the title of the book are the same. Like a book about chimneys called chimneys, or a book about Henry called Henry.
Who's Henry?
He's my neighbor.
Oh.
And that's his name.
Yeah, but who are the judges again?
You've got Othniel and Ehud, Shamgar and Deborah, Gideon and Tola, Jair and Jephthah. Who could forget about old Ibzan, or Elon and Abdon, and the most famous of them all, that long-haired dude named Samson.
He was strong until he got a haircut.
That Samson was a hairy brute.
Yes, like her.
Now, so, that gives you a flavor of the type of video that we sometimes play at the end of the Sunday school. Right, boys and girls, would you like to come down and sit here? Well, you're already sitting here, so that's okay. Would you like to sit? Would you like to come down? Or you could sit there if you want. It's okay. Now, so tonight, we're thinking of the book of Judges, and we've learned that a judge is like a leader, or at least in the book of Judges, these judges that God raised up were like leaders. So, the thing about the book of Judges is they kept making the same mistakes. Now, can I ask anybody, has anybody ever made a mistake before? Are some hands that are nae up, you can. Okay then, right. Okay, well, everybody makes mistakes, you see. But you've... Oh, no. That was a mistake, wasn't it, Isla? That was a mistake. So you have to learn from your mistakes, Isla, haven't you? You have to learn. Yes, so I. Very nice. Very nice. Mark sure she's near call. Okay. Now, you can't be calling a hall like this. Now, the thing was... The people of Israel at that time, they kept making the same mistakes. Now, I've got a memory verse for you boys and girls that I'm going to ask you about later on. Now, it's on slide 3, John, number 3. So let's all say this verse together, okay? After 3, 1, 2, 3. There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 21, verse 25. Or if you kind of remember the chapter and verse, it's the very last verse in the book of Judges. There was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Now, what kind of mistakes do you think they made? What kind of mistakes do you think the Israelites made? Any ideas? Or would you like to see a diagram? Jordan? You want to see a diagram, okay. Right, let's go to slide 4 then, John. Oh, here it is. Okay, so, first problem was, on the right-hand side, forget the big word, violation, but basically, they disobeyed God. They disobeyed God. So they didn't do what they're told. Now, do you do what you're told, Isla, at home, do you? No. Oh, well, at least that's truthful. At least that's truthful, eh? Now, it's good to do what you're told. And especially if God tells you, you know, because, like, we've got God's word, and God tells us what to do, and we've got to follow him. That's very important. Now, if you dinna obey God, if you don't obey God, like the children of Israel, the Israelites, what happened was that God sent some enemies from different countries into the land of Canaan, which is, as we've seen in the video, was a very central place, but there was lots of countries round about, and God sent enemies into the land, and they were basically, well, it was a big word, which I wouldn't use, but they were basically troubled by their enemies, who stole their food. They would set their homes alight. They would force them to worship other gods apart from God himself. And then eventually, and sometimes this was after many years, they eventually would pray to God. Now, I hope you pray to God. I hope you pray to God. And you know, we've got to pray to God all the time. Not just sometimes when we want something, or we want God to solve our problems, but we have to pray to God every day. And eventually things got so bad that the Israelites prayed to God. And you know what God did when they prayed? What happened when they prayed to God? There was a judge that God raised up, a leader, and God was able to work through that leader and help them to worship God, to obey God, and then their enemies, they were defeated, okay? But the problem was, after a wee while, they disobeyed God again, and then there was more enemies come in, and sometimes for many, many years, and then eventually, they prayed to God again. Now, slide 5, John. What does that look like? It looks like a circle. What do you think it looks like? Anybody? Yes, it looks like a sun. I hope you didn't look directly at a sun, by the way, but I'm sure you've felt the sun these past few days, haven't you? You felt you've been glad to see the sun, haven't you? You don't look at the sun, but you're glad to see the sun. Is that right, Matthew? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? A green ball. Well, yeah. Well, maybe it is like a green ball. I don't know, but
a yellow ball.
Yellow ball. That's right. The sun's like a yellow ball. You're not sure. Well, the reason why I put that up there is because we've all experienced the S-U-N this week, the heat of the S-U-N, the sun, right? Now, we can't live without the S-U-N, can we? We cannot survive on Earth without the S-U-N, because we need the sun. But we also need the S-O-N. We need Jesus, the Son, to help us. Yes, we do. Because Jesus is the one who is, as the first song says, he's our Redeemer, which means that he's bought us. He's bought us because he's died on the cross for our sins, and he's able to forgive us. Now, slide number 6, John. Can anybody tell me what this is? Yes, it's did you say a grape? Yeah, it's a greenhouse, but that is actually a vine. What grows on vines? Grapes, that's right. Do you like grapes? Yes.
I don't like red grapes.
You don't like red grapes?
They're very tasty, but...
They're very tasty, but you don't like them.
I like juicy grapes.
Okay.
I green grapes are juicy.
Oh, well,
that's... I don't like grapes.
You don't like grapes? Oh, dear me. Well, it just shows you everybody's got different tastes. No.
I just like bananas.
I like bananas as well. Lovely.
I like bananas.
Oh, well, now listen. Who wants a piece of fruit or a sweetie after the service?
I eat sweets.
Right. Hold on. Right. Let me tell you. This is part of the intimations, by the way. There is tea and juice after the service. Okay, now, hands up for fruit. Hands up for sweeties. Oh, me. That's a healthy diet. Well, you've got your sweeties. Oh, the sweeties is finished. Okay, then you all get a sweetie after the service. After the service. Okay. Now, listen. Samson, whom we're going to be speaking about later on, he was one of the judges, right? Do you know anything about Samson? What do you know about him? He was very strong and he knocked over pillars. That's right, Rachel. And he also had lovely long hair, just like you.
That is right.
Now, we'll cover a bit of that story later on, because we're not going to go through the whole story, but you know that story very well now. Oh, yes. Well, you come here a minute. Now, poor Samson and a boy, well, he wasn't allowed to eat grapes because...
I like grapes.
You like grapes, but I'm not sure if Samson liked grapes, but he didn't hate to eat them. He was told not to eat them because that was part of God's calling for him. Now, it's okay. You can eat grapes, okay?
Yep.
You can eat grapes. Don't worry. God's not calling you not to eat grapes, but he did. He did say to Samson's mom and dad, you're not to eat grapes, and you're not even touch any strong drink or anything like that. Okay, so it was Samson. Samson had to obey God. Now, that's no different to us. We've got to obey God as well, except God's not telling you not to eat grapes. Okay. Now, we're going to look at some other things about Samson. Let's go on to the next slide, John. Hands up who likes syrup. Hands up who likes black treacle. Well, there are a lot of hands get doing there. Does anybody notice the animal that's in the middle of those pictures?
A lion.
And do you know, there's words at the just underneath the lion. What does it say? Out of the strong came forth sweetness. Now, do you... That's right. Now, it was part of the Nazarite thing. He wasn't allowed to touch dead animal skins, and he did, because Samson killed a lion, And then later on, when a swarm of bees, they went into the dead body of the lion, and they made honey. They made honey. They made honey. And Samson went in and he took some honey. Now listen, and next time you look in your mom's kitchen and she goes to get the syrup, your mom, I'm sure, or your granny, if your granny's got syrup or black treacle, you remember this story. And here we go, you can go to Tesco's, you can go to Asda and get your treacle and your syrup. And we've got a story right from the Bible in the book of Judges about Samson. Okay. Now, I think that's enough of the story just now. We'll come back to that, in a wee while. Okay, so you can sit down if you like, and we're going to sing together. We'll stand and sing, "Bind Us Together, Lord." Okay, let's stand and sing. Now, can I ask you, is anybody feeling the heat a bit here tonight? Yeah? We'll open the door. We'll let some fresh air in. Is that okay, this side? Yeah? You know, sorry, Christian. You all right? You want a shot of a jumper or something?
No?
Yeah, okay. You know, we need fresh air. We need the sun. We need the S-U-N. and we need the S-O-N. And we also need God's Spirit. Now, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, and they were, the Lord God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, or the ruach of the day, or the wind, or the spirit of the day. And you know, we need God's Spirit.
The lion.
Would you like to hear about the lion?
I'm near
an expert on the Disney Channel now. You'll need it. Yes. That is absolutely right, Rachel. You know, the problem was... Yes, well, now listen. Listen. Rachel, you're right. Satan is the father of lies, and he became a serpent, and he really told Eve and Adam, but he was kind of concentrating on Eve, that... You want to be like God, don't you? And so you eat of that fruit. But God had already told them not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. That's right. Now, I don't care about that. That's right. Now, that is absolutely right. That is so true. That is right. You know... That's right. You can eat of all of the trees, apart from one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what did they do? They disobeyed God. Now, that's exactly as it is in the book of Judges. They disobeyed God. That's right, they had to leave the garden. That's such a sad story. But you know, there is a way back to God through Jesus, the S-O-N, through Jesus. That's right, it was the devil. You see, the devil is the father of lies, Rachel. That's right. The devil is the father of lies. And that's why we're here today, to tell the truth that we must obey God, we must follow Him, and Jesus is the only way back to God. There's no other way. Yes, Matthew?
Jesus died just because of Adam and Eve.
Well, yes, you see, Jesus is called the last Adam. He becomes like Adam. You see, through Adam, everybody sinned. But through the last Adam, Jesus, we can be forgiven and brought back to God through Jesus. That's very, very important. If you read Romans chapter 5, as I'm sure you will later on, you'll know all about the last Adam. But we're not on Romans 5 a night, but we're on Judges. And you know, that's right, Matthew. Jesus is our Redeemer because He has bought us with His blood that He shed on the cross. Now, watch what I'm doing here. Because that is part of the story of Samson as well, which we'll touch on a wee bit later. Oh, time's marching on. Right. Okay, right. Where are we? Okay then, Adam. We've got another reading. This is a big reading this time. Adam's got to read Judges chapter 13, verses 6 to 14.
Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will become pregnant and have a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God, from the womb until the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord,
Pardon your servant, Lord. I beg you to let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born. God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, "He's here, the man who appeared to me the other day." Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said, "Are you the man who talked to my wife?" "I am," he said. So Manoah asked him, "When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work?" The angel of the Lord answered, "Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her."
Very well done, Adam. That was a long reading. Thank you. You'll notice in that story, and by the way, it will be good for you, boys and girls, to get that story read to you, or you can read it yourselves if you want. And if you're an adult who is able to read to children, that's great as well. Or if you want to go home the night and read Judges chapters 13, 14, 15, and 16, you will see an amazing story. An amazing story of how God raised up a leader, the 12th leader, Samson. Now bear in mind that Samson's mother at the time could not have children. She could not have children. And God made a way possible for that to happen. Now, we're going to go to slide 3 again, John, and just do this memory verse before we sing our next song. Okay? Let's say it together, if we can see it, or you can turn to the very last verse in the book of Judges if you like. There we go. After 3, 1, 2, 3. There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 21, verse 25. We must follow the Lord, and we must know what the Lord has got to say to us, and that is through the Scriptures. That is through the Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Now, let's stand and sing our other song here. Can't mind what number it is in the book. Trust and Obey, for 639. If you've got the book, 639, but let's stand and sing this song. Thank you. Now, boys and girls, are you tired yet? Are you tired going round in circles?
No.
Because I'll tell you... Well, I'll tell you something.
I wish I could say,
yes, Jesus loves me. Well, maybe we should change your last hymn to Jesus loves me then. Yeah? Is that all right? Oh, Jesus loves me for the last time. Okay. Let's go with the flow here, Rachel. Yes? Okay. Now, sometimes it's good to go in circles. Sometimes it's nay. If you're a 400-meter runner, it's good to go in a circle. But if you're in the book of Judges there, you need to break out of that circle because you need to pray to God. You need to follow God, and you need to obey. Now, tell me again, do you do what your mom and dad tell you? Well, you should listen to your mom and dad, you know, and your granny as well.
No.
Yes?
Oh, yeah,
oh, you have to. Yes, you have to. Yeah, it's good. Now, it's not just a case of listening, though. You've got to do what you're told. And sometimes people struggle with doing what they're told. And Samson was like that. Because sometimes Samson didn't really follow the Lord properly. And we've all got that problem. Now, let's have a look at slide number 9, John. Okay, slide number 9. Now, here's a photograph of something I took up in the hospital last week, Alec. Or the week before, I can't remember. Was it last week? I was in the hospital singing. And can anybody see on that slide what it says on the door? Aye, near the bottom bit, the top bit in blue. Can anybody see what that is? No?
No.
Well, it says preparation room. Okay? Now, I'm not quite sure what goes on in that room, but presumably it's got something to do with preparation. I think some of the nurses were in that room, gathered around computers and stuff, but I didn't ken. It was a preparation room, okay? And I think, although I'm not sure, the ticket underneath it said something like, don't wedge this door open. Well, it wasn't quite that, but like I think it was words to that effect, right? Now, at night, it's good to wedge a door open to get some cool breeze in, Christian. Is that right? Yeah? Okay, now, preparation. Now, let me tell you about this story of Samson is God's preparation. Because it would never have happened if God hadn't visited
Samson's
mom and dad. That's right. Because God visited Samson's mom. Now, I've got a question for you. Okay. What was Samson's mother's name? No. What was Samson's mother's name? Matthew. Well, it's Samson's dad was called Manoah, but poor Samson's mother was just called Manoah's wife. I mean, that's not very fair, is it? You know, poor Samson's mother was just called Manoah's wife. But you know something, Rachel? Manoah's wife, Samson's mother, she was a godly woman. She was visited by God, and she was special. And you are special. You're all special here. And you know, God can speak to every one of us through His Word. We're all special here, whether we're a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, whether we're old or young, you're special. And God has got a work for all of you to do today and for however many days we've got. Because we don't know how many days we've got, do we? There's none of us have got tomorrow, because tomorrow's not here. But today, God's got a work for you to do. And Samson's mother and father were believers in the Lord. And Manoah's wife, Samson's mother, she couldn't have children, but God made it happen. God made it happen. And Samson was brought up. He was dedicated to God from whilst he was in the womb. And then when he grew up, he wasn't allowed to get a haircut out of whatever the hairdressing shop says that they had then. I don't know. But he wasn't allowed to get his hair cut. And he wasn't allowed to eat grapes. And he wasn't allowed to drink strong drink. And he wasn't allowed to touch dead bodies as well, Matthew, that's right. He was a Nazarite to God. Now, we are not called to be Nazarites, okay? So we can eat grapes, but we are called to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior. And if we do, and then we've got to trust in him, and we've got to listen to him, and we've got to follow him, and he's got things for us to do. And that includes, Rachel, that includes doing what your mom and dad tell you. And not just you, everybody here. Okay, we've not all got moms and dads now, because some of them have died. And that, but that doesn't matter. We've got to follow our Heavenly Father, God, the Lord. Now, the important thing I want you to remember is, well, there's lots of important things, but we've got to put our trust in God and we've got to pray. You know something? In all these cycles that we've been speaking about, and the 12 judges, the people of Israel, at the time of Samson, was under the control of the Philistines for 40 years. 40. Now, 40 years is a long time. It's a very long time. And you know this, the Israelites were still happy to be under the control of the Philistines. But God raised up Samson to be a judge over Israel, and he fought on a number of occasions, and it was really amazing things happened. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he did great things. I mean, one of the occasions was he actually managed to kill 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. Yeah? Amazing. How on earth did a man do that? And it was because the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, because Samson didn't have superhuman strength because he made his hair grow long. It's because he was touched by God, and God worked through Samson. And also, when we think about Samson's death, you have to remember, and you have to be very, very careful here, because Samson disobeyed God. Because the woman called Delilah, who I think you mentioned earlier, Rachel, somebody did mention Delilah, and really, he shouldn't have been going out with Delilah. Delilah was a bad egg, if I can say that. She was a bad woman. And she caused Samson to sin. And Samson told Delilah eventually what the secret of his strength was, which was in his hair. He didn't have long hair. He never cut his hair because that was part of his vow to God. He couldn't get his hair cut. And then the Philistines cut his hair and the Lord left him. The Lord left him. But you know this. You know this, his hair started to grow again. His hair started to grow again. And when his hair started to grow, the Lord came back in. And the Lord's strength came upon him. And you know, I think you mentioned it, Rachel, at the very end of his life in the temple of the Philistine god Dagon, Samson said to the little boy that was leading him, because Samson's eyes was cut out by the Philistines. That was horrible. He couldn't see. And yet his hair started to grow. And he says to the little boy, he says, "Lead me to the pillars of this temple. I want to feel them." And his arms were stretched out. And he prayed to God that this one last time he would get revenge on the Philistines. And he pushed. And he pushed, and the pillar fell, and the whole
temple came crashing down and there was more Philistines was killed in Samson's death than he ever killed when he was alive. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ stretched out his arms on the cross of Calvary, and he's welcoming you and me as sinners to himself, and he brought about a great victory on the cross when he died for your sins and mine, and not just yours and mine, but for the sins of the whole world, the whole world. And if you read Romans chapter 5, you will know that Jesus is, Rachel, Jesus is the last Adam, and through Jesus we can come back to God. Yes, we can. We can come back to God. He's holding out his hands. He's welcoming you. He's welcoming me. And we need to follow him. We need to trust him. We need to obey him. And, you know, God's Spirit will come in. And he'll work through you. And he'll work through me. And he'll work through everybody here to you to do good works that God has prepared for you all to do. Isn't that an amazing story? Isn't that an amazing story? In the book of Judges. Now, you get somebody to read that story to you, or if you're at home, you read that story. You get your granny to read that story in the fourth chapter of the book of Judges, 13, 14, 15, and 16. And remember, it's all about God. And it all... Well, that's right, but Mom can tell you the story again. This is great to hear these stories. It's great to hear these stories. And you know, we can learn something new all the time when we come to the Scripture, when we come to the Lord Jesus. Now, out of the strong came something sweet. Would you like a sweetie? Would you? Well, now listen, you're going to get a sweetie in a minute. I'm going to take a sweetie through. Yes, you'll get a sweetie as well. And anybody else who goes up for that tea will get a sweetie if you want. Okay. Yes, you'll get two sweeties if you want. Okay. Right, now, I was a special request. Jesus loves me, this I know. Let's stand and sing a song. Then we'll get a closing prayer. Then we'll get a tea. Thank you.
prayer. And remember, there is a cup of tea after this service, so please stay behind and share with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you, Lord, for your great love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so, Lord, we commit each of us into your loving hands and pray that we would follow you, that we would be filled with all joy and peace in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for this time together, and for this tea, and sweeties and biscuits, in Jesus' name. Amen.